Wild Sailor. Venture into the waves of the wild sea again, this time to the fabled home of the Chelicrae. The Wild Sea Sourdown is on Kickstarter now and is the new expansion for the Emmy award-winning Wild Sea, one of my all-time favorite RPGs, set in a post-fall ocean of verdancy, where you can play anything from moth people to the spirit of an iron ship to, of course, a very big and beautiful tree. Sourdown explores the home of the hive mind insect colony beings, the Chelicrae. This expansion features over 50 pages of content, including factions and hazards in the new Reach of Sourdown, new thematic background and ship options, and an adventure for those who wish to brave the pale groves. Death plays different on rustling waves, and through silk and honey, through spores and sacrifice, the lost Reach of Sourdown might be dragged into summer once more. Don't wait. Back the Wild Sea Sourdown now on Kickstarter.
Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. They can make your perfect mini in a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options. They can even put your custom miniature inside a 20-sided die, so your character lives in every attack roll and every saving throw. And if you like to 3D print your own minis, Hero Forge offers downloadable model files so you can 3D print your unique designs at home. And Hero Forge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options. New parts are added every single week, and major features like new species and custom posing are updated on a regular basis. So visit heroforge.com to start designing your custom miniature today.
I'm Sig, and I'm not actually at Signature Eats Bakery right now. Kinda got caught up with something. But don't worry. Soon I'll be back, serving up breads, pies, cookies, cakes, and absolutely...
Sig!
Absolutely no...
Sig! We need you!
Absolutely... No, never mind. I'm coming, guys!
That's your pick for worst moment. Really?
100%.
It was extremely simple.
It was insulting! We're bringing this amulet powerful enough to end the world to a well strong enough to destroy the world-ending amulet, and on the way there, we have to tell a bridge that the greatest magic of all is friendship, so to let us pass? No, I'm pretty sure it's the amulet, or the well, or literally any other kind of actual magic. It's ridiculous!
I don't know. No one's ever been able to magically force you into a quest before, but... I did.
Doesn't count. Friendship isn't magic. Friendship is friendship. Magic is magic. Otherwise, they'd be teaching you how to make friendship bracelets at Hexwell, not how to cast spells. You didn't beat that dragon with friendship. You beat it with a giant bolt of magical lightning like a proper wizard.
Don't remind me. That was my least favorite part for sure.
What? But you crushed it. In fact, I'd say you zapping that thing is in the top 5 moments of the quest for me. And not just because it was definitely about to eat me.
I agree. You fought admirably.
Loving the love fest, guys, but I don't feel great about zapping an innocent dragon.
Innocent? Are we forgetting the part where it tried to eat me?
It's not his fault someone made him guard that crypt. It's like a dog.
I can assure you it is not.
I think it is. There are no bad animals, only bad owners.
Oh, trust me. There are bad animals.
Like those traitorous Pegasi.
Happy, I keep telling you.
If they had just flown us all the way to the lair.
The Dark would have pinged their auras and blasted us out of the sky as soon as we got within range of the lair. We had to walk. They took us as far as they could.
They could have carried us further if they were not cowards.
Okay, let's not get into that again. If that was your least favorite part, what was your favorite part?
Speaking with the well was amusing.
Oh, yeah, that was so funny.
Oh, B, do it with me.
yeah, do it.
Give in to the dark. Let it flow through you and facilitate your every whim. Your darkest desires, your deepest fantasies.
Nah.
Oh, I am so glad my job was lair entrance opener and not amulet holder.
Oh, hard shame. Would not want to see the timeline where one of us had to do that.
Or one of those direbeak kids. No, can you imagine?
We should be fair. They're not all evil.
No, but the non-evil ones don't exactly condemn the evil either.
What was your favorite moment of the quest?
Me?
Oh, come on. It's gotta be dropping the amulet into the well, right?
That's always the best part, the way I hear people say it. You know, killing the thing, or finding the thing, or destroying the thing. You know, checking the box.
Actually, no.
No?
No. I mean, don't get me wrong. That was super awesome. But I think my favorite part was just hanging out with you guys.
Boo. Pick a real thing.
I'm serious. I'm really glad you guys came. The parts where we weren't literally moments away from death were really fun. Like a camping trip. I'm glad it was your guys' shop I stumbled into when I got here. Really. Finding out that all of Toad House gets automatic straight A's for the semester because of this was also pretty sweet. I've gotten so many Magi messages from my classmates. I'm basically a rock star.
Nah, there we go. There's your real thing.
No, I stand by my first answer. No matter what cool stuff happened, it wouldn't have been as cool if I hadn't done it with you and the business babe. Oh, sorry about the hat, by the way.
A small sacrifice to make in pursuit of the quest. I would have given up 1,000 hats.
Aww. Don't worry. I'll get you another one exactly like it. Ooh. You can even come with me if you want. We keep saying we're going to make a trip to my neck of the woods, and we never do.
That would be agreeable.
I still can't believe I won you over with a hat. You're a cheap date, Happy.
You think it was the hat?
Yeah. That's the only thing I gave him when we met.
It wasn't the hat.
The hat helped.
Okay, it was a little bit the hat. But it was mostly his name.
What do you mean? Happy?
My full name. Happiness escapes all who behold his great and terrible visage.
Oh, man. I totally mangled it when we met. I'm sorry.
You attempted to say it correctly. That is more than most people do. It cast you in a favorable light.
Well, you weren't put off by pink or sparkles, which also cast you in a favorable light.
I do not understand the correlation.
Neither do I, but gender roles were established long before I was born, so you'll need to take it up with someone else. But hey, it all worked out. Oliver did not lose his job, which he is extremely happy about. I screwed up so many betting pools, which serves them right for betting against me. And the Dark is defeated!
Yeah, until he comes back next year.
Are you sure? That death felt pretty final.
Grit staked him through the eye with a blessed unicorn horn, and he was back 6 months later trying to infect the school's water supply with some kind of darkness plague. Trust me, he'll be back.
And when he does, you will have our assistance.
He is, unfortunately, correct. But please don't spread it around that I went on a quest, or else...
Hello?
Lady?
Sig! Rude!
Ow! That hurts!
Oh, no, he wasn't being rude. He was simply giving me my title. I don't believe we've met.
We haven't. I'm Bea. Nice to meet you.
Likewise. And I'm Lady Isadora, though not for very much longer.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. Something went wrong on the quest, and now you're on a mission to reclaim your honor before you're stripped of your title, and you need my help? Oh, I swear, if you go on one quest for a friend and...
No, no, you've got it all wrong. The quest went amazingly. Dreadlich defeated, kingdom still standing, sword mine to keep. It went as well as possible.
Then why are you losing your title?
Not losing my title, Mr. Happy. Gaining a new one. See?
Whoa!
Look at the size of that rock!
This is what is known as an engagement ring, correct?
Correct. Although, technically, keeping the sword was the engagement present. The ring was a formality after the fact.
So then, your new title is...
Queen Consort.
Oh man, way to go! I don't even know you, but mad respect!
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations yourselves. I've heard that you'll need to put an asterisk on that sign of yours. Absolutely no adventures, except for the one.
Oh, no. People talking about it? I knew this was going to happen. Did you just come here to rub it in?
No. I was under very strict instructions by you not to cross the ocean to see you again unless I wanted pie.
You came here for pie? I mean, we're close, but if you came all this way...
I didn't come for pie. Or rather, I didn't come for pie right this second. I'm having a wedding.
Right.
Which involves a lot of hiring.
Right.
Including a baker.
Right. Oh! Wait, are you serious? You want me to make your wedding cake?
I want you to make our everything. Cakes, pies, cookies, anything you can bake. Everything needs to be of the highest quality. Even if I have to ship you across the ocean to make it happen.
Really?
Sig, at a point in my quest, I had a serious internal monologue about whether it was wiser to finish the pie you gave me before I faced a monster, in case I didn't survive to eat it, or to save it as a reward for defeating it. That is the caliber of dessert I want at my wedding. And besides, I doubt this would be happening at all if you hadn't pulled the sword and given me a chance to wield it. So, yes, I want your best cake. I want your best pies. I want whatever it is that you're eating right now.
Be happy.
I am. Ecstatically.
No, that's the name of the dessert. Sig named it after us. The Be Happy Toroid.
Yeah, it was supposed to be my entry into this competition.
The Soul Guard Baking Competition.
Yes! See, Bea, I told you it was a big deal.
I never doubted you.
Here, try one.
This might be better than the sword. And I really love that sword. I saved the kingdom with that sword.
You like it?
Like would have to cross the packs 12 times over to approach the vicinity of what I'm feeling right now.
So buff and yet so poetic. Someone is absolutely hitting the jackpot here.
We have to have these. As many as you can make, in as many flavors as you can make. They'll be a hit. We'll pay you handsomely, of course. Name a price and I'll double it. I happen to know the woman holding the purse strings for the kingdom, and she is extremely agreeable.
Wait a second. This is a royal wedding type deal, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm not an expert on royal protocol, but I did see Princess Diaries 1 and 2 at least 50 times each. People are going to come from all over for this, right? Other royal people from other kingdoms?
Of course. The guest list isn't complete, but it's shaping up to be a real to-do.
Ha! Sig! Your portent!
What about it?
Don't you see?
Ah.
See? The business babes got it.
We assumed that the toroid was your future and that you would win the competition with it, which would earn you accolades that you could parlay into increased success in your business. However, if your dessert is featured in a well-attended, high-profile royal wedding, then...
This could be huge. For business, for me. This could be the thing people know me for. I won't even need the sign. I mean, I'll probably still need the sign, let's be realistic, but still...
So you'll do it?
Wait. Can I get 2 plus 1s?
For your friends here. Of course.
Then, you got yourself a deal. Let's talk pastries. Episode 10, Something New, was written and directed by Destiny Howell. The show is produced and edited by Audio Media, with theme music by Lawrence Owen. Starring the voice talents of Wes Haas as Sig, Karsten Otto as Happy, Sarah Ruth Thomas as Bea, and featuring Briar Zachary as Lady Isadora. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave us a review and subscribe. You can find us online at noadventurespod.com or at our Twitter at noadventurespod for extras, transcripts, and absolutely no adventures.
I remember my first dragon. I lost a tooth, but it was going to fall out soon anyway.
But hold on, it was a baby tooth? You still had baby teeth? And they let you fight a dragon! That's... You... bad!
It was only a baby dragon. I hardly even got burned.
Still bad!
Welcome to a magical place where dice are rolled and stories are told. Welcome
to the Fantastic Castle!
Hi there, I'm Caldwell. You might know me from NADPOD, but now I am teaming up with my friends Kiana, Raj, and Bree.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
For an all-new take on Dungeons & Dragons cooperative storytelling shows, and this one is for the whole family. Fantastic Castle has all the excitement of D&D without the cussing and filthy jokes that make most other D&D shows, guilty as charged, awkward for kids and parents to listen to together. New episodes drop every Friday, so subscribe to us on Patreon at patreon.com/fantasticcastle or check us out wherever you get your podcasts. So come join the adventure, because everyone is welcome in the Fantastic Castle.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
See you there.
Pocket Bard is the immersive audio app that allows game masters to weave music, ambience, and sound effects seamlessly into their games with just the push of a button. It's intuitive, easy to use, and now Pocket Bard has gone from your pocket to your PC. That's right, Pocket Bard is now available on your phone and your desktop computer, making it even easier to bring in the perfect music right when the climactic battle begins. Now, GMs who run everything from their PC have access to Pocket Bard alongside their other tools. It's the same Bard on a bigger screen. Plus, Pocket Bard is releasing their new cozy lo-fi collection for free to celebrate the new desktop version. These scenes will add even more flair to the quiet, contemplative moments of your game, where your players sit around the campfire and make plans for their next adventure. Download Pocket Bard for your phone or your computer from the App Store or straight from pocketbard.app.
Welcome to a magical place where dice are rolled and stories are told. Welcome
to the Fantastic Castle!
Hi there, I'm Caldwell. You might know me from NADPOD, but now I am teaming up with my friends Kiana, Raj, and Bree.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
For an all-new take on Dungeons & Dragons cooperative storytelling shows, and this one is for the whole family. Fantastic Castle has all the excitement of D&D without the cussing and filthy jokes that make most other D&D shows, guilty as charged, awkward for kids and parents to listen to together. New episodes drop every Friday, so subscribe to us on Patreon at patreon.com/fantasticcastle or check us out wherever you get your podcasts. So come join the adventure, because everyone is welcome in the Fantastic Castle.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
See you there.
Pocket Bard is the immersive audio app that allows game masters to weave music, ambience, and sound effects seamlessly into their games with just the push of a button. It's intuitive, easy to use, and now Pocket Bard has gone from your pocket to your PC. That's right, Pocket Bard is now available on your phone and your desktop computer, making it even easier to bring in the perfect music right when the climactic battle begins. Now, GMs who run everything from their PC have access to Pocket Bard alongside their other tools. It's the same Bard on a bigger screen. Plus, Pocket Bard is releasing their new cozy lo-fi collection for free to celebrate the new desktop version. These scenes will add even more flair to the quiet, contemplative moments of your game, where your players sit around the campfire and make plans for their next adventure. Download Pocket Bard for your phone or your computer from the App Store or straight from pocketbard.app.